All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jaden Daniels, of course, everybody knows. 21 of 23 last night, 254, two touchdowns passing. Of course, a touchdown running. According to Next Gen Stats, he completed plus 20.8%, however they calculate all that, of his passes over expected. It's the highest completed passes over expected, again, however that formula works, by a qualified passer in a game this season. Okay, so theoretically, the best performance based on the amount of throws, the formula, the completions, the targets, the air share, all that nonsense. Two incompletions, both came on deep pass attempts. We've talked about one, which was a terrible overshot of a wide-open Terry McLaurin, or it could have been bigger, better, badder, and even more of a coming-out party. But, Doc, he had two incompletions, and he also had the two touchdown passes. I'm sure there have been games where guys had, like, the same, I don't know where they went. I think Phil Sims for the Giants in the Broncos Super Bowl, I guess that was 86 or maybe it was the 87 Super Bowl.
I'm feeling you.
I think it was like 22 of 25 with four touchdowns. I think something like that. Maybe it was three touchdowns. But I remember him specifically being 22 of 25. Like, to have the same amount of touchdown passes as incompletions is ridiculous. And if you combine the fact that he had a rushing touchdown, he had more touchdowns than incompletions in the game, 3-2. Let me give you more. Of course, everybody knows they didn't punt at all. They scored the most offensive points, 21, in the first half since week 3 of 2018. That was when Alex Smith was still healthy. They scored on every drive in the last two games, excluding kneel downs, becoming the only team since at least 2000, that's 24 years ago, to score on every drive in multiple games, excluding kneel downs. I mean, think about that. Two games, excluding kneel downs, they've scored on every drive. The seven field goals last week, obviously what they did last night. Washington is the first team in the Super Bowl era to have back-to-back games with zero turnovers and zero punts. His completion percentage, 91.3, Doc. One more for you. The highest completion percentage by a rookie in a single game in NFL history. It's also the single game high in franchise history. I mean, it is not, to call it easy is way wrong. It is not going to be this pretty all the time. And the scary part, or the weird part, or the, and people are going to get all over my ass, but I'll take it. I'm a big boy. I can defend all you maniacs. I have superpowers that you don't have. The scary part is, or the good part, or the, I don't know how to exactly phrase it, so I'll ask you. Again, we've talked about the Terry deep shot miss. He missed, I don't know, like, according to my notes, three or four other throws and completions mm-hmm. that he could have made in the first quarter and a half of that game, that, like, some, you know, short hooks, you know, what have you, one to Zach Ertz, one to Ben Sinnott, who was streaming across the middle, one to John Bates, even.
Yeah.
He missed throws and obviously the big one to Terry, that, like, if you think about, right, if he would have hit those, now, you never know what would come after that, whatever. But if he would have hit those, he threw for 254. He could have easily in this game thrown for 325, 340, somewhere in that range. Easily, if he would have hit those. So I take that as good because the opportunities are there. The windows and the ability and the draw up and the execution is just off, is just missing. If they can start hitting on some of those and still somehow not turn the ball over, this offense is going to be unstoppable. Now, that's assuming that they keep him standing.
Week three.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to say week three and move on.
Yeah. But when you look at, like, Caleb Williams threw for, like, 355 the other day in come from behind, but he threw some garish interceptions. I mean, just, you know, and he's running for his life, obviously, and it's not all by design, or it's not all, I should say, by pressure. Some of it is by design. Some of it is just Caleb's playground play style. Like, Jaden is at times running for his life might be strong. Jaden at times is running to elude pressure, but I don't think he's running for his life. I don't think he's being so ambushed that he has no chance to really operate this offense at a high level. Like, there are certain plays that he misses and certain plays where the pressure gets to him quickly and it kind of blows up the design and the rhythm. But, Doc, I don't sense in watching three games that he is running for his life and that it is like gangbusters and it is like backyard survival skills and that's how this is going to go. I see it as a, like, sure, there's pressure, and sure, there are times where he's going to get hit. Sure, there's times where he's going to get pressure. But what I see, and whether it's Kingsbury, whether it's Jaden, whether it's the combination, I'm sure it is, what I see is a quarterback that can process fairly well and should theoretically get better, and a quarterback that just does seem in control, in command, cool as a cucumber, whatever you want to say. That's what I see.
Yeah, Caleb is very talented. There's just too much backyard for me. I want the pocket guy who's comfortable in the pocket if he gets a pocket. And I would prefer a running game to lead all of these conversations, but you can't dictate what's going to work. We're lucky we've got B-Rob if we get Eckler back, and if we don't get Eckler, we get somebody else that steps up and do it. You can't guarantee who's going to break the huddle each play. All you can hope is that they all break it with the same thing in mind, that we're all on the same page. And that's what, with the powder puff training camps, this is what September is, to discover who's caught up, who's put in the work, and who stays healthy enough to survive September. And so we're one more game from that test.
Mm-hmm.
And then, believe it or not, you might be in the hunt. And well, the early hunt is all you want.
Oh, yeah.
It don't determine anything but the early hunt. And I, for one, thought it could have been way worse. You could be winless, but you're not. And the fact that, you know, we can laugh, we can't say it with a straight face, but the fact that you're in contention in the East, which is the only thing I care about, are we competing for the East? That's what we compete for.
Well, they're competing.
We're competing.
They have a chance to win it, too.
There you go.
Long way to go. Got to keep everybody standing.
There you go. But at least we're not where we usually are, in last place.
Yeah, fair. Although, to be fair, at this time last year, they were 2-1 as well after 3 weeks. Now, the difference is they were coming off of a really bad performance against Buffalo at home week three, and they had won two games by the thinnest of margins, 3 points in each, in weeks one and two at home against Arizona the last time they faced the Cardinals. But again, remember, Kyler Murray was not there, and that was Gannon's first game.
Yeah.
And then your on the road situation. In Denver. Yeah.
But you were not a threat at the quarterback position.
Yeah, I agree.
You were pedestrian.
I agree. We were finding out already in week three that they were pedestrian.
No question. But I'm just saying, even at his best, he's nowhere near this kid.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a chance now at something that only 8 or 9 teams in the league can discuss in the same breath. The question is, and these kids don't know because they're too young, this may be the best they ever are in their whole lives. If they really believe that, they won't let this opportunity slip away. Because, you know, you think you're going to get another season and another season, and pretty soon you don't.
Yeah. Interesting.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.